Well, last month we ran a segment from our weekly radio program, House of Prayer Radio. The segment was called Ask What You Will. This was a series that was done by a friend of mine, Pastor Scott McGann. He now pastors a local church, but he was a regular part of the radio program in our first year. This month I've selected the first part of a wonderful series that Pastor Scott created in response to a question from someone who wanted to know how to reply to their friend who was not a believer but was asking some difficult questions concerning God. So from the archives of House of Prayer Radio comes part one of that series. This first part is called God's Simple Question.
Well, Grace, you're right. It's good to maintain friendly dialogue with unbelievers, but I think you've got a silly question there. If you're just looking for friendly dialogue, I can tell you that both of his questions are absolutely illogical because the questions themselves have an inner contradiction. Now, that's logic, and we don't really need to worry about that a whole lot. But asking the question, can God make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it, is sort of like asking the question, can a triangle have four sides? Well, no. By definition, a triangle has three sides. So the answer is no, a triangle can't have four sides. The question is illogical because it has an inner contradiction. And in the same way, when a person asks, can God make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it? The answer is no. God can do all things. By definition, he can do all things. So the answer to the question is no. God cannot make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it. So the problem is in the inner contradiction of the question. Now, if God was willing to submit himself to such foolish questions, he could easily demonstrate his almighty nature by making progressively bigger rocks and then picking them up. So the limitation is not in God, who can do all things, but the limitation is in your friend who's asking a defective question. Now, for some reason, Grace, I don't sense that you're just interested in a friendly dialogue. So let me draw your attention to two verses that are back-to-back in the Bible. Proverbs 26:4 says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself." And Proverbs 26:5 says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll be wise in his own eyes." Well, should you answer him, or should you not answer him? The first proverb says, "Don't let a fool's silly questions trick you into being a fool with him." And the second proverb says, "Don't let a fool justify himself with his silly questions." So I want to ask you two questions, Grace. Is your friend trying to trick you into being a fool with him? Or is he trying to justify himself? If you let him drag you into silly debates, Grace, over foolish questions, you're just being a fool along with him. And if you agree to be a fool along with him, then you're helping him to justify himself before God. So you really have only two options. Either you ignore his foolish questions in obedience to Proverbs 26:4, or you can turn his silly questions back at him in obedience to Proverbs 26:5. Now, since his eternal soul is at stake here, I'd like to spend a little time giving you some tools that you can use to turn your friend's silly questions right back at him. So I'm saying, answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll be wise in his own eyes. Now, the first tool I want to give you is what I call God's simple question. God's answer to every foolish question is a simple question. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:7 says that God's simple question is the foundation of all wisdom, all revelation, and all faith. And according to John 3, verses 18 to 21, God's simple question is the basis of the final judgment when we stand before God at the end of time. You know, heaven and hell hinge on God's simple question. Well, you're probably asking me, well, what is God's simple question? God's simple question is this: what are you going to do with the fact that this Jesus is raised from the dead? The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the final proof of God's existence. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the final proof of God's power. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the final proof of God's goodness. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what your unbelieving friend needs to wrestle with. You know, that's why whenever your friend asks you a silly question, you just need to find a way to turn it into God's simple question. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll be wise in his own eyes. So let me give you an example of how you could answer your friend. Your friend asks the silly question, "Can God make a rock so heavy that he can't lift it?" You could answer like this. "Well, in fact, friend, the deepest mystery of the universe is that when God created the human race with a free will to choose between loving him and hating him, he created that proverbial rock that he couldn't lift. But then God demonstrated his love for us by offering his son to absorb our cruelest hatred, and by raising him from the dead to prove that he has the power to overcome every last evil consequence of our hatred toward him. Now, God chose to love you, friend, and now the choice is yours. So the important question is this: what are you going to do with the fact that this Jesus is raised from the dead?" Now, at that point, Grace, you can smile. God is now talking directly to your friend. Your friend has to deal with God's simple question. What are you going to do with the fact that this Jesus is raised from the dead? Relax. You don't have to convince him. John 16 says that's the Holy Spirit's work. You gave him the information he needs. His free will is the obstacle. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the irresistible force. His eternal destiny depends on his free will response to God's simple question. Well, Grace, we're out of time for today. I'll tell you what, next week, I'll give you another tool to help you turn all your friends' silly questions back at them. But understand this, you have to start with God's simple question. What are you going to do with the fact that this Jesus is raised from the dead?
Oh, will they ever die? gonna leave these questions in your hands.